Boker Tov! I'm speaking here from the hills of Hebron, which are gorgeous, but a little cold. Just got back from Tefillah in one of the Shchunot, which I'm guarding at the little outpost near Kiryat Arba. And I wanted to share with you guys the Gadol story of the day. So, there's a rabbi named Rav Bina. Not the Rav Bina from Nativ Aryeh, but his father, Rabbi Aryeh Bina. And Rabbi Bina fought in the war in World War II in order to help save the Yidden. And he got captured. And he was in the camp for 4 years. And there was barely any food, but he never complained. And the conditions were not exactly fun, but he never complained. But he had one little problem. There was no Sfarim there. So he searched and searched, and he said he was willing to do anything, and he went up and he was willing to trade all of his food. He just needed a sefer. And ultimately he found a Gemara Yevamos. One Gemara Yevamos. And he ended up just learning and relearning Yevamot over and over and over again for all 4 years. It was said that he went over it. Not well said, he himself said that he went over the Gemara 80 times. Yevamot is an extremely complicated Masechet. He ended up founding many of the yeshivot that we've all benefited from, Machon Meir and Yeshivat HaKotel. But for me, it's an inspiration. Here's a person in the worst situations, always finding time to learn Torah. And truthfully, more importantly, it's not just finding time, but the Torah is our life. Where would we be without Torah? Here in the army, you really feel it. What does a chayal do when he has some free time, when he's not on base? He learns, he goes straight to the Beit Midrash, and Mamash gives you life, gives us purpose. So let's be blessed in this Tkufa where we just re-accepted upon ourselves Hadar Kiblua on Purim. We re-accepted our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with every free moment when we're not doing other mitzvot, or when we are doing other mitzvot, when we're doing both, we should be zocha to learn Torah for the sake of all of Am Yisrael. I'm going to do a two-for-one. I'm going to share one more idea, a Parsha idea, based on the insights of Rabbi Foreman. So, in this week's Parsha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that I'm going to destroy the Jewish people because he sees them doing the Chet Egel, he says, "Red kishi chetamcha, go down, for your nation has become corrupted." Now, this word, shichet, it comes up another time in Tanakh. Where do we hear of it? We hear of it in the story of Noach, when Hashem says that he's going to destroy the world for they have become corrupted. So it doesn't look good, because it seems like Hashem saying, just like I destroyed the world then, I'm going to destroy the Jewish people now, and that's exactly what he threatens Moshe with. So what does Moshe do? So it says that Moshe vayichel et bnei Hashem, that he prayed to God and he argued with God and he screamed and he played an amazing lawyer. Where else have we heard this word vayichal? Also, we find it by Noach. There too, it says Noach, when he was, you know, threatened with devastation, vayichal, and he planted a vineyard and he got drunk, and he was passive and he ran away from the problem. But now in this post-Purim era, we realize this is not the time to drink. We had our time. It's time to act. It's time to pray. And Moshe takes the hint from Hashem. He screams and he saves the Jewish people. So we all be blessed to not run away from our problems, but to run towards solutions. Pray our hearts out, because that's ultimately what Hashem is challenging us to do. Have an amazing Shabbos. Good Shabbos.